This is Morning Edition on WHYY. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. For the past year, the public's attention has been on the dangers of COVID-19, but we're now seeing a more common virus that is leading to an unseasonably high number of sick children. WHYY's Alan Yu has our story.
Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a very common virus that infects the lungs and leads to cold-like symptoms. It's a common cause of illness in children, though adults can catch it too. Usually symptoms are mild, but infants, older people, and people with weak immune systems could get seriously ill. Normally people catch this virus from around November to April, but those trends changed. From last summer to this June, the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia tracked virtually no cases. They are seeing cases now. Susan Coffin is a professor of pediatric infectious diseases at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
Our numbers of RSV cases requiring hospitalization are up dramatically compared to where they typically are in the early fall.
The National Institutes of Health says COVID-19 measures like wearing masks and social distancing protected people from other viruses last year. But there is an unusual surge now, likely because of places lifting those precautions. The trend is also playing out across the U.S. and other countries. Alan Yu, WHYY News.